This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, enjoy your beautiful Friday morning. Temps in the 50s out there right now. Hey, you dodged a bullet. It was about 45 when I got up this morning and came into the station. It's warming up nicely for your Friday. Let's hope the weather holds at least for a little while before that rain moves in. I'm guessing that's going to hit us
tomorrow.
Just in time for tomorrow and into Monday, depending on what your plans are. Now, maybe like Ethan, you're going camping, or you're one of the millions of people that are hitting the roads. It looks like the chance of rain ramps up a little bit tomorrow anyway, right? And then worse on Sunday, unfortunately. It looks like, I don't know, moderate on Monday. Later Monday afternoon, there's a pretty good chance
of
some
rain. But it's not really warm in the sense that it's pool weather. So even if the rain weren't an issue, I already saw one of the pools in St. Peter's is postponing its open date. They said they'll reevaluate, I think, Tuesday.
I got a friend who's going to celebrate in style. You know what he went out and bought? He bought on Facebook Marketplace. He bought some jarts.
Like,
do you remember jarts?
Wait. I'm thinking like jorts.
Not jorts.
She won't
even know what this is, will she?
But either? Are they like real ones?
They're real ones.
Wait, tell
They're
me what
vintage
they are.
I thought they were
jarts.
Illegal.
Well, I don't know if it's on Facebook Marketplace.
I won't
say it.
Nobody's
say
policing
what comes
it.
To my mind. What so, are jarts?
So when we were young, a fun thing to do in the backyard was to take a thing that sort of looked like in a plastic, look like an arrow. It's about 12 inches long, and on one end it had a weighted piece of steel with a point on it, and you would put a circle 30 feet away over there and a circle 30 feet away over here, and you would toss these and try to hit the circle. So you had to throw it way up in the air and hope that the thing with the heavy metal point hit the circle and not the head of the person standing next to it.
That sounds really
kind of like horseshoes, but
so,
with
so
death.
It's encouraged to play so, with children then.
Sort of
around.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was a kid's game.
How is that a kid's game?
Well, it didn't last very long.
You know what? Why don't we add some fire to it and have them flaming? That makes a lot
I'm
more
sure
sense.
I'm sure somebody did that.
So not even close to jean shorts.
One of the many dangerous toys we used to have that are now illegal.
They still make them, but now they don't have the point.
Right.
Now they're just
they don't have the point on the end of them that's made out of steel. So my buddy found some in Marketplace and he bought them, and he's hoping to play with them this weekend.
Take a video of that, please.
Yeah, I will. I
must be too young for that.
Yeah, you're a little under the age to remember a jart, for sure. Coming up, we're going to have our Queen of Hearts drawing. Of course, we'll do that in the next segment. 97.1 is the official partner of Guns N' Hoses for the radio side of things, and we're proud to announce this every week. You have a chance to buy cards in this drawing, and if they draw your name to Queen of Hearts, you win half the pot, which is up over $2,000 now. And if they just draw another card and it's in your slot, then you can win $25, $50, $50, $100, depending on what the card is that gets drawn. You can participate every week, and it only costs like $5 to play. And the money, of course, all benefits Guns and Hoses. They're doing this all year long, and we get to announce the winner every Friday at about 8:20. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a bit more. They're now talking about capital murder charges in the case up in Washington, D.C. of the anti-Semitic murder of these two Israeli embassy staffers. And Jonah Platt does his own show, his own podcast called Being Jewish with Jonah Platt. And we want to spend a little bit of time with him here at the bottom of the hour just talking about this really wave of anti-Semitism that's increased dramatically since October 7th, the attack on Israel. And just get his take on maybe the president's policies toward Harvard and what he's trying to do around the country, and see what his position is on all of that and if he thinks it goes far enough. I just don't know the answer to that. Before the hour is out, I'm going to brag a little bit about something I just did at my own house, which is put in some beautiful lighting outside. My friends at Pro Outdoor came over and installed that for me, and it's gorgeous. And you have a chance to win one of those for yourself. We'll talk about that at about 8:45, 8:47 this morning. Right now, though, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Three clear goals. Restore the warrior ethos, rebuild the military, reestablish deterrence. None of this woke DEI, CRT, gender pronoun, green new scam stuff. That's all out. Ideology is out.
Yeah, that's my Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. I love what this guy is doing in the Department of Defense. Despite all of his haters, he is making it what it's supposed to be, that is lethal and a force to take care of our enemies.
96% of all the stories that mainstream media prints about Elon are negative. 96%.
Surprise, surprise. Joe Rogan yesterday on his podcast, they did take a look at this. And is it any wonder? I mean, with the media on your side, the mainstream media, the progressive left in this country, very, very much attempts to sway public opinion, and far too often they're successful.
It's despicable. And we've seen the Democrat Party turn a blind eye, and in some cases actually embrace such anti-Semitic illegal behavior.
Caroline Levitt talking about the Ilhan Omar coming out and basically refusing to condemn the murder in broad daylight of two young people who happen to be Jewish. For some reason, this is not playing here. Hang on just a minute. All right. Skip that and just come on out to me.
And I really got into it over the last year, and I figured the whole system out. And for various and sundry reasons, the United States of America was being screwed, and we were being taken advantage of and being laughed at for years and years. And I said, it's not going to happen anymore.
That's President Trump talking about the prescription drugs yesterday. And actually, the soundbite I was trying to play for you was RFK Jr., who came out and talked about this new health directive. Kim, we've talked about that. Remember, he took a lot of heat by saying by September he was going to be able to tell you what the root cause of autism was.
Mm-hmm.
And people freaked out. And, of course, in the Democratic playbook these days, you have to be 100% against whatever anybody in the Trump administration is for. So people actually came out and said we need to have a day to celebrate autism instead of talking about ending it. I'm sorry. I know you're not serious about that. If you could prevent somebody from having autism, you would probably do that, because many people struggle with this for their whole lives. I know it's on a sliding scale and people are affected by it in various different ways. But if you could eliminate or cut down on what's causing it, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you do that?
Right. And he points to four key areas where he feels like they're having the biggest impact on kids and all these illnesses that we're seeing. Poor diet, which he says is primarily driven by these ultra-processed foods, exposure to chemicals like food additives and pesticides, lack of physical activity and chronic stress, and then over-medicalization, which he says is too many prescription medicines and vaccines.
Yes. Yeah. Here part of what he said on it yesterday. I figured out what my audio problem was.
And so my uncle tried to do this in 1962 after Rachel Carson's book came out. And unfortunately, he was killed before that. For 60 years, we've been waiting for the government to recognize that there's a crisis in chemical exposures and the increase in chronic disease. This was important for that, but this was just the diagnostics. 60 days from now, we put out the prescription. So we will put out a series of policies to address this issue and to eliminate the chronic disease.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to have some answers, or at least some suggestions to point towards some answers 2 months from now.
I mean, this is all stuff that we've been hearing more and more about lately, and there have been some really great efforts and wins when they're talking about removing a lot of these dyes that have been found in foods.
Florida banned fluoride this week.
Yep, more and more states are doing these things. And I mean, for so long, people would say you were crazy if you suggested this. But the studies are showing that no, this absolutely is having an impact. And then we were just talking about glyphosate here in Missouri. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this bill, right, that would try to hold, I guess it's specifically Bayer, right, accountable. And it's been very controversial. In fact, I hear, I don't know, it wouldn't be a PSA, but I hear ads or whatever you want to call them running, saying, you know, oh, this is helping farmers
helping
and
farmers
you're going
and,
to hurt the farming industry if you don't allow us to produce this and then we use
there are
it.
People who there are people who earnestly believe that.
100%.
They do. They believe that it would be a mistake to get rid of it and farmers would have lower yields and food prices would go up. And I don't know, but it's a conversation worth having. I'm excited that RFK is bringing some of these things forward finally, because I think he's not owned by Big Pharma. And so many other people have been in the past, and they've been afraid to talk about these things. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We'll get to our Queen of Hearts drawing and talk more about how you can help people who were affected by the tornadoes of 1 week ago. Can you believe it's only been a week? And the cleanup continues, and the need is still there. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll get to Jonah Platt at the bottom of the hour on the wave of anti-Semitism that has resulted in another deadly attack at the bottom of the hour.
Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right, time to announce our winner for this week for the Queen of Hearts raffle. They do their drawings every Friday just after 8 a.m., and you can get your card for $5 each, or you buy five, you get one free. The winner this week is the Three of Clubs in slot number 20. So that is ticket number 297-815-667, and that winner will get $25. If you get a face card, it's worth more. If you get the Queen of Hearts, you get half the jackpot. It's up to $2,200 right now and will continue to grow until we get a Queen of Hearts. You've already had one this year, so you got to play to win. And all of the money is going to go to Guns N' Hoses and then eventually to St. Louis Backstoppers. Go to stlgunsandhoses.com, and you can click on the link there right in the middle of the page and get to the Queen of Hearts raffle. Buy your tickets there, and remember, you're supporting a really great cause, and we're very proud that we're the exclusive radio partner of Guns N' Hoses, and looking forward to taking part in that this November. Wednesday, November 26th is when we'll be doing that, in fact, down at Enterprise Center, and I can't wait to take part in that this year officially for the first time. Should be a lot of fun.
Guns N' Hoses, that was my first time last year going.
And it's great, isn't
it? It was really, I'm not going to lie, that's typically not my vibe. It actually was really fun. But it's cool, too, because we have this supply drive, well, that they're doing, they're part of, in light of that awful tornado that came through St. Louis, and we're helping them to collect different, you know, essential items to help families get back on their feet. So things like bottled water, non-perishable food like peanut butter, canned soup, canned fruit, baby items. I know they need a lot of like diapers, wipes, cleaning products, toiletries, gift cards. They're going to be collecting those. So it'll be Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it's the St. Louis Honda. And I'm sorry, I should know how to pronounce this.
Mungan Ast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've obviously, being from St. Louis, I've seen that, and I'm always like, "Am I saying that right?"
Dave Mungan Ast, a great guy and a great dealership as well. So we appreciate them making their space available
yes.
to collect these things.
Yep.
So if it's convenient, just swing by there and they're right there on South Lindbergh, 5939 South Lindbergh. You can swing by and drop off your supplies, and they'll be sure and get them to the people that are in need. So it's a great location to do that. And take a look around while you're there. Maybe you'll find a car.
That would be nice, although my car's paid off.
Oh, good for you.
So is my husband's. It's really nice not having a car payment. But now I feel like not that I'm not a careful driver in general, but now, especially having both of our cars paid off, I'm always like, okay, I have to be really, really careful because I don't want to do anything where we'd have to then get a new car and have a payment again.
Right. Right. Well, you know, and that's a debate probably everybody has, right? How long do you drive them? My dad had a rule. I remember growing up specifically. If a car got 100,000 miles on it, he'd sell it.
Really?
And in my opinion, they built them a lot better back then than they do now.
Oh, but no way.
He was just convinced that at 100,000 miles, something was going to go wrong. So the funny thing about that is that sometime in the 90s, he bought a brand new GMC Denali, and he was so proud of that thing. He probably bought it in 2003, I think. And he drove that thing for years. And when he passed away, I took the car because it was big and spacious, and I could tow my boat with it. It was fantastic. I drove it till it had 243,000 miles on it.
If you take care of it,
and it's
you
still
can
going,
get that out of most cars.
I sold it to a friend of mine who's still driving it today.
Wow,
and he loves it. So, yeah, you can if you take care of them. You know, I'm hoping my truck goes 250 or 300,000 miles. That's my goal.
Oh yeah, my SUV has close to 150,000 miles on it. I got it in 2018. It's a 2016. See, my rule is I don't buy new. I will always buy used because I feel like the minute you drive it off the lot, you've already lost a bunch of value in the car.
Yeah, there's something to that. I mean, there have been times, and maybe we're in them again, I don't know, where they're offering you such good pricing. If the financing rates are reasonable, depending on what the offer is, I don't know. Maybe
well,
it makes sense. But
remember during COVID,
it's never a good investment.
It was a weird phenomenon during COVID where a new car was somehow cheaper, right, than a used car. Wasn't that this weird time? I remember that.
Oh, where they actually went up in value?
Yeah,
yeah, I do remember
that. People were trading in their used cars when they weren't even necessarily, I mean, it was like they were getting all this money for them.
Yeah.
Because was it the chip? There was some, I forget the reason why. It was like the parts or something
were
so delayed, and so they needed them on these used cars that they couldn't get them in, the new cars.
And earlier we were talking about emissions testing. Remember Cash for Clunkers when Obama did that? And people were, so that program eliminated a lot of the really older cars off the road, and now the newer ones all have so much better emissions that emissions testing are really completely an unnecessary waste of money these days. There's no doubt about that. When we come back, we are going to talk a bit more about this tragedy outside of a museum in D.C. where two innocent young people were gunned down because of anti-Semitic hate. We're going to talk to Jonathan Pratt, who is a Jewish man who has his own podcast called Being Jewish with Jonathan Pratt, with Jonah Pratt. We're going to get into that at about 8:35. Stay tuned.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Congresswoman Omar,
anybody say
can I get your reaction to the shooting that happened in D.C. last night?
I'm going to go for now, Mark. Couldn't even say condolences for the family.
Wow. That was, of course, a reporter trying to get Ilhan Omar to comment on this because she's been pretty vocal in her support for the Palestinians, if not specifically Hamas. But I have a hard time separating the two. if you've listened to this show for any period of time. And she should have been able to look into a TV camera and say, I condemn all violence. That's pretty simple. You condemn that violence. You two people were murdered who did absolutely nothing wrong. Why would you not be able to condemn that? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. This was Jeanine Pirro yesterday. She's the acting U.S. attorney there in Washington, D.C. now. She's the one that got appointed. Of course, Judge Jeanine worked at Fox, but before that, she was a judge herself for many years, and she's been appointed U.S. attorney in place of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ed Martin, go to cut three, please.
Let me just say that, you know, the president and the attorney general have both indicated that, you know, in cases where the death penalty is warranted and seems appropriate, we will use it. It's far too early to say whether that is the case, but this is a death penalty eligible case.
Yeah, that's good, and I hope that they seek the death penalty. You know, the victims here were about to be engaged. Sarah Milgram and Yaron Leshinsky
had just bought a ring. I guess the week before and was planning on proposing next week.
Yes. How sad. In fact, you know, today I've got a friend here on Facebook. I worked with her years ago at Channel 4, in fact, and haven't followed her career. I know she went into PR when she left news, but she posted today that this hits too close to home. She's sickened about this. Sarah Milgram was from her hometown, went to one of the rival high schools. I've been to her temple. I've been to her high school. I've walked the hills of KU where she went to college, and It's saddened because although she didn't specifically know her, she is Jewish and she's afraid. And that is a shame that we live in a situation where, people, because of their faith, have to be afraid to go out at night. I mean, Washington, D.C. is a dangerous town, but this was a targeted murder. And I just don't know where this stops is what I'm afraid of. We have Jonah Platt on the phone with us right now, the host of the podcast Being Jewish with Jonah Platt. And Jonah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. We were just talking about Sarah Milgram and Yaron Leshinsky and this situation in New York and in Washington. And I was talking about a friend of mine who just posted today. She's Jewish. She's concerned now for her own safety. I mean, not that she lives in Washington, D.C., but this thing is all over the place. It's frightening.
It's very frightening. The community is understandably extremely afraid because, you know, the randomness of that attack, just being outside of a Jewish venue, simply being present there, got these two young, disengaged couple killed. And so if you're in the community, you are now worried, what if I'm on the front steps of my synagogue or my community center or my Jewish museum? Is somebody coming for me? It's a very scary time.
We've seen so much anti-Semitism, specifically on college campuses like Columbia, like Harvard, and a lot of these leaders are really not saying much about it. They're not condemning it. The Trump administration has come out, obviously, pulling funding from Harvard, and now they've said you can no longer enroll international students, and any current international students will have to transfer. What's your take on that? Is that appropriate? Do you think they should do that at other universities like Columbia?
You know, it's a tricky one because I find that sometimes the administration will take like a part of a good idea that if done sort of surgically and more targeted would be right on the money, but they do it kind of broadly. So look, do I think the answer is banning all international students, period? No, that feels like a little too broad of a brush to me. I mean, if some random, you know, French kid is coming to study in the States, now he's getting swept up because of this, you know, Islamist undercurrent. That doesn't seem quite fair to me, or that it's solving any problem, really. It seems like it's sort of creating one. So to me, it seems like, you know, using a butcher knife when you need a scalpel. So I wish it was a little more targeted and going after just, you know, the elements that are detracting from our country, and not just sort of wiping everybody, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as it were.
Very true. Jonah Platt is our guest. And Jonah, you know, my friend also made this reference, and I think it's a fair one to remind people of. She said too many people throw around the phrase from the river to the sea or globalize the intifada, and they try to argue that saying that is not hate speech. But those are exactly the kind of phrases that, for all we know, might have triggered this guy to fly from Chicago to Washington and murder two people.
Absolutely. I mean, you're of course absolutely right. And look, it's understandable if you are a person who is well-intentioned and good-hearted and you truly do care about just, you know, protesting to support the people of Palestine. Okay. But we know for a fact that these phrases are being used by people who mean it very literally for what it says, which is to wipe out the Jews. That's the river to the sea part. Get rid of all the Jews that are in the land of Israel. And when you're talking about, you know, Intifada revolution and globalize the Intifada, that very literally means, you know, bring this armed struggle around the world. And that's exactly what this guy did. He took his armed struggle to Washington, D.C. and committed an act of murder against two Jewish people. And we shouldn't be surprised that when you have people every single day marching in the streets shouting, essentially, bring violent struggle around, that somebody did it. And so it's extremely dangerous. And very clearly, it's being proven out that that's what's behind this for a lot of people.
Jonah, you host the Being Jewish with Jonah Platt podcast, right? Tell us a little bit about that and what kinds of people you're talking to for that podcast.
Sure. So I bring on notable Jews and non-Jews alike because I want to create a really wide community of people. And I bring people on to talk about their connection to the Jewish community, whether they're Jewish themselves or an ally to the community. I think it's really important right now to be having honest, raw conversations about what Jews are going through. And I think people hearing from notable Jews about what their experience is of being Jewish, both the celebratory and what's beautiful about being Jewish and the difficulties and challenges today of being Jewish and how that intersects in different professional fields and in personal lives, and to hear from allies about why they're involved and why they care and what they're experiencing. And, you know, so many allies are experiencing anti-Semitism for doing anything and relating to or supporting in any way the Jewish community, that people come after them. And normalizing those conversations and allowing people to take part in them together and feel within a community that they're not alone has been very fulfilling. And I've gotten wonderful feedback that for many people, it's a balm of sorts in a very doom scrolling kind of time to come across this positive community exploring these issues and the beautiful spectrum of Jewish identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got any pushback in Hollywood? You're in LA, right?
I am in LA and I, that my background is Hollywood as an actor and as a writer. And the only pushback I would say it has been, you know, certain people within Hollywood who, for example, won't come on the show, don't want to come on the show. People who are still, unfortunately, conflating their Jewish identity with politics, and that somehow it's controversial to simply speak about their own, you know, innate identity, which, you know, tells you a little bit about them and where they are in terms of the Israel and anti-Semitism question today. But other than those individuals who don't want to appear on the show, I haven't felt anything personally. I've actually seen quite the opposite. I've seen a lot of Hollywood on the inside wake up to this moment. Jews who have maybe not been taking these kinds of things seriously or their responsibility in the storytelling world seriously, mm-hmm. and now see how dire things are and have become engaged and want to now create more Jewish narratives and make sure Jews are being included in, you know, employee resource groups and having a voice as a people. Because I know the stereotype is that Jews run Hollywood, but the truth of the matter is, A, there's as many non-Jews as there are Jews, and B, a lot of the Jews who are there are not doing anything for the benefit of the Jews anyway, so it doesn't matter if they're Jewish or not.
Yeah.
And so some of them have now woken up and become engaged, which I've actually been very pleased and encouraged by.
Glad to hear that, in fact. Jonah, where can people find the podcast?
They can find it on audio, wherever they get their podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon. They can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/@beingjewishpodcast. And we're on TV on JBS. It's a cable network. It's on your Roku. It's on Fire Stick, and that stands for Jewish Broadcasting Service.
Excellent. Jonah, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
it. You bet. Jonah Platt there, host of Being Jewish with Jonah Platt. Interesting take. I'm glad he's getting some support out there in Hollywood, for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back here, I'm going to brag a little bit about some work I've had done at my house and the way you might be able to win the exact same package that I got, but you're going to have to hurry because they're going to draw a winner on June 6th. We're going to talk to my friends from Pro Outdoor coming up. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard.
Welcome back. By the way, if you're on the Facebook page, check out just a bit earlier, posted up there a picture of my home with I'm thrilled with my new outdoor lighting package installed by my friends at Pro Outdoor. It looks beautiful. I'm telling you, it just highlights your house. It really does. Makes it stand out. Gives a great curb appeal. We've got Jason Cole in studio with us right now from Pro Outdoor. Jason, welcome in.
Yeah, thank you for having me in.
Yeah, great. Great to have you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling us friends after the installation. So yeah. You must have done a good job.
they did do a good job. In fact, I had them, they came out and they put the lights in and it looked great. And my wife and I have decided to do some new landscaping, right? So I went to put a new tree in, and I realized one of the lights is right where I needed to put in the new tree. So your guy was kind enough to come back out and move it over a few inches so I could plant there. But other than that, it's just been flawless. It was beautiful.
Well, it's fantastic here because, you know, you bring up a great point. You know, when we
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We do an installation like that for any of our customers. It's just not an installation and walk away. You know, we're there to provide service and maintenance for you as you go on. You change your yard and your thoughts and how you want to do things within your yard, and we're there for you to take care of it.
Yeah. So I would encourage people, if you go to prooutdoor.com, there's a drop down there for their landscape lighting, and you just click on that, and you'll see the form that you fill out. They're going to give away one of these landscape lighting packages worth $2,500. So you can get this done on your home, and you can't win if you don't enter. So I'd encourage people to go there. No, you don't have to buy anything. Just stick your name in the hat, right?
That's it. Yeah, registration is open now, and we'll close on May 31st, and then the drawing will be held on June 6th.
Hey, Jason, one of our listeners, John, is asking if you do French drains.
French drains, yes, we do. Yeah, okay, we take care of all sorts of drainage solutions for you. You know, Pro Outdoor is more than just a lighting company. We started in 2001 in the St. Louis community. Our founder and another partner started out with two men in a truck and turned it into the company we are today. Do want to extend the great, sense of gratitude to the St. Louis community for supporting our company over the years. We work with both residential and commercial customers, serving various types of properties. Our core business is the irrigation, installation, maintenance, and repairs. That's how we started the business. Since then, we've grown into full service, where we're providing more of the lawn care, fertilization, installation, and maintenance of drainage solutions for customers. Because there's French drains and there's all sorts of different solutions we have to come up with based on the yards. And then, of course, our lighting solution.
Yeah, you guys have schooled me too, because I moved into a house with an irrigation system. I'd never had one.
Oh, I would love to have one.
I didn't know how to operate it. I didn't know how to turn it on, set the cycles. They came over, checked out everything, found out the rain sensor wasn't working. They were able to get everything working for me. Now, of course, I'm on their package. They turn it on in the spring and winterize it for me in the winter.
My lawn will be dead by August. You can only move the sprinkler around so much. If you have an irrigation system, it does make a big difference.
Kim, I've got your guy right here.
I know. And the lighting, you showed me the picture of your home. The lighting does make a big difference on those homes. comes to. Yeah. Like, it just adds, it zhuzhes it up. That's the word that comes to mind.
It really does. Gives it curb appeal. Jason Cole from Pro Outdoor, thank you for coming down.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, great having you in here. ProOutdoor.com. Go put your name in the hat today, and you got to get it in there by the end of the month, and you have a chance of winning that great outdoor lighting system. ProOutdoor.com. Have a great long weekend. Guess what? We're off Monday. We'll see you back here Tuesday morning. Have a great Memorial Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.